Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. I'm so happy that you're here this evening. We're going to be talking about choices today. And if you want to talk about something else, that's just call in, and we can do that too. First of all, let me give you my call-in numbers. It's for U.S. and Canada, toll-free. It's 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide is 1-877-489-6350. And the direct line is 1-530-776-5154. And for you that are just checking in for the first time, what we're doing here with this radio program is we're thinking about thinking and what your thoughts do for you and how they direct your life. And what I would like to achieve here with my caller or listeners is once you start thinking about your thoughts and you tweak them to what you want to experience in life, once you get the pattern down a little bit, I want you to call in. And if you're tweaking your thought process and you're still not seeing what you want to see, then call in and let's see if we can maybe tweak them a little bit differently so we can get you on your way of living your life your way. That's what this is all about. That's why we're down here, is to learn how powerful we are. And once we figure out how powerful we are, then the sky's the limit. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it should be. And there's many of us that are living our lives the walking dead. They just get up, go to work, get the kids to bed, school, then they come home and they make dinner and they put the kids to bed. And it's the same old, day in and day out. And they want the changes. These people, many of you want to change. You want to change that dead-end job. You want to have more of a pot. There isn't a positive or a negative in my world, but let's use it for communication's sake. You want that life that you've envisioned in your brain. You can see it. And if you could just, what does it take? What has to happen for me to live that life I keep on daydreaming about? What do I have to do? Well, the bottom line is that you have to change your thought processing, because all we do and all the body does is follow your thinking. And part of the way to change your thought process is, number one, you have to monitor your thinking. You have to monitor every thought that you're thinking. And then if it doesn't manifest, I got somebody finish my word for me in the background. If it doesn't manifest, then we need to figure out why you're not seeing what you're thinking in front of you. And so you have to monitor your thinking, number one. And about choices, so all we do is make choices all day long. You choose to get up in the morning. You choose to help the kids get breakfast. You choose to get them off to school. You choose to go to that dead-end job you don't want. You choose, you choose, you choose, you choose to fill up your car at the gas station. All we do all day long is make choices. And if you want to take a look at, like, the old reels, the 8mm reels on movies, where you see a frame, and then there's a little line, a clear line, and then there's another frame, another clear line, another frame, another clear line. What you do in each one of those frames is a choice that you have you have stamped one of those blank frames from a choice that you have made. And then once the reel gets to that choice, you're going to see it in front of you. And it's just like that. So what you've got is this roll of film going off in your head, and every time you make a choice, you stamp one of those frames. You make another choice, another stamp on another empty frame. And another choice, another stamp. And so sometimes you get so far out in front of you with your thought processing, the reel has a hard time catching up. So you're always thinking or projecting in front of you past, P-A-S-T, thought processes, and on this reel of film that's going on in your head. So sometimes it takes a while for that one thought to appear in front of you because it's way back on the reel. So what we do is we think, we stamp an empty frame, another thought, stamp an empty frame, another thought, I'm going to the movies next Thursday at 3 o'clock, that's stamped on your blank frame. And so what we're doing here is setting up one frame at a time what you are going to experience and what you are going to see in front of you. And what this is called is a frame of mind. This is what we do all the time. This is my frame of mind. I have stamped a lot of choices on my frames today. This is my frame of mind. And at any time, if you want to change one of those frames, you can just take it, clip it out, then your reel gets stuck back together. But that's what you do. You just, every moment of the day, you are making a choice of what you are going to experience during the day. Now, I'm sure there's a few of you out there screaming at me right now, this is not what I want to experience. Why would anybody choose the life that I have? I can't seem to get it together. Well, I can guarantee you that your frame of mind is in chaos. You keep on saying, stamping one of those frames, I can't get it together. I don't know what to do. Isn't there some answer for me? So you keep on asking yourself these questions, but you never come up with the answer. Because you're always asking these questions. Why can't I get it together? Well, you don't have the tools. And this is part of what this program is about, is to give you the tools that you need to start tweaking your life to where you want to go. So if anybody out there wants to call in, please do. So that's what we do. We always do what we want to do. That's all we do. We only do what we want to do. And if you want to stretch it out a little bit further, we only do what we like to do. Even going to that dead-end job, we like going there. Because if we didn't, we'd be doing something else. So we always do what we want to do. Because if we didn't, we'd be doing something else. So once you again get the clarity in your mind to change your mind, because we have that capability and that's what it's there for. Gotta listen to the words. You gotta listen to the words. The word choice means something. There's something powerful behind that. It's not just a word with no meaning, with no back, anything behind it. When you make a choice, that's what you do. It's a declaration. You've defined what you're going to do. I have made this choice, and you go do it. But you haven't made a choice to go after your passions. You haven't made a choice to go after your dreams. You haven't made a choice. Let's put it this way, you have made a choice to stay exactly where you are because that's what you like doing. Because if you didn't like doing it, you'd be doing something else. It's real simple. So the choices that we make and why many of us don't go after our dreams is because we think we can't. And I'm saying you can. You know, we each were born with our own area, sandboxes, if you will, and we each get to decorate it at will with free will. And we still do that every day. We're just not recognizing that this is a sandbox. This is my individual sandbox, and I get to decorate it any way I want. Does that mean that, you know, you don't get married and have family and kids and a husband? Of course it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean that you can bring anything in and you can kick anything out if you don't like it. It's totally up to you how you want. Okay. It's totally up to you how you want to decorate your sandbox. Hi, caller. Thanks for calling in.
How are you? I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. Say you want to learn about a subject that you're pretty unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you think is the best way to go about that?
Well,
I mean,
other than
focusing on it.
Well, you have to do also. And it's called, first of all, you thought about it. You say, I want to learn about this subject matter. So you've got that part down.
Yeah, it's the subject that I really want to get into, but I really know very little about it.
Join the club. I've done the same thing. This is what I did. I just started talking to many, many people in that area. You can go to school. You can manifest the funds for you to go to that school. But as long, I'm sorry, can I have a first name?
Thomas.
Thomas. Thomas. Here's the deal. Here's the way it happens. You think about something, you speak about something, and you act towards something. And that tells your body and your physical reality where you're headed. I don't know how long you've been listening to the program, but many of us think one way, speak another, act another. You're not in alignment with all three of those, so your body doesn't know where to go. You've just told it three different things, and it's going, duh, which way do you want me to go? But when you think, speak, and act in alignment, now your physical reality knows how to set you up. Now your body knows where to go. So if you have a subject matter that you really want to learn about, you need to act also. You just can't sit in the middle of a room and look at the four walls and expect it to happen. Now, if you were really, really good, that's a possibility. But we're not all there yet. So once you have made a decision, again, hear the words, you have decided, you have made a declaration where you are taking your physical reality. And then you have to act towards that, i.e. calling people who know the same subject matter, going to school, being an apprentice in that subject matter. What's going to happen once you have defined and made clear where you are headed? Your universe is going to set up situations for you. You're going to walk into that situation, and that's what's calling focus. Now, do you have to think about it 24/7? No. But what you do is you make sure that this is what I am experiencing, number one. Not what I'm going to experience. This is what I am experiencing. And then allow the situations to come to you. And don't interfere with that. Just make a statement. Make a declaration. And then leave it alone. You know, blow it off. I literally take deep breaths and blow out. When I've decided something, I take a deep breath and I blow very hard. And then I leave it be. Because there's this thing within us that is so powerful that it can create anything you want to experience. You just have to allow it to happen. And many of us, me included, I'm guilty as the rest. Hopefully I'm over it. We try to push the river and make things happen. The more, and you've heard of get out of your own way. That's what you do. You get out of your own way. And you'll be very, very surprised what coincidences are going to start happening in your life. But if you ever get the doubt and fear into your thought process, you have to get rid of that. If you go, this is what I want to learn, this is what I want to experience, but, and then throw the but in there. Start, All you listeners out there, start watching how people put a but at the end of a sentence. Oh, this is what I'm going to do, but, and they've just erased what they're going to do. So you have to watch your verbiage, you have to monitor your thought processing, and you have to act towards and be what you are going, what you are experiencing. You have to be it 100% in your psyche, in your body. Just be it and allow the process to take place. You can't put a time frame on it. This is what happens when people put time frames on it. They say, oh, well, it's been 3 days, it's been 5 days, it's been 10 days, so I guess it's not going to happen. Guess what? You just erased it. You got to start from ground one. So
yeah.
I hope you... Oh, go ahead.
I agree. I understand what you said, and I agree with it. In fact, I just had the same realization just a few days ago that I guess I need to put more action into my subject. It's like priming the pump. But the thing is, this has been the desire of mine for over 10 years now.
Well, here came your butt.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I have got a 21-year coming down the tubes. It's going to happen. But what happens is when you've talked yourself out of it, you just did it 2 seconds ago with the word but. But I'm sure you've said a lot of buts along the years.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know you have. And I'll bet
okay.
you. I'll bet
and,
you.
Instead of boss, and how do I know when I'm actually making some really good progress?
You will know when it starts showing up in your reality. Again,
I know, but...
Well, hold on. Number one, did you just hear the exasperation in your voice?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's keeping it away. Because when you do that, it's not here yet. Guess what you've just done? You've pushed it further into your future.
I know it's been a couple weeks, but 10 years?
I've got 21 on a project. But here's what's happening, Thomas. You have this vision that's going to come to you, by the way. But right now, you're frustrated because you put a time frame on it. And what it is, it's Thomas, and then frustration, and then the project. You have frustration in between you and your project. You got to get it out of there. When it comes to you, when that frustration hits you, stop. Just stop and clear it out. Blow it off. And the more you do that, I guarantee you, it will come to you. And it will come to you maybe in baby steps. It may come to you in one fell swoop. I don't know. I'm not in charge of your sandbox. You are, though. And every time you catch yourself sighing, say, no sighing. It's happening. I can feel it. You know when you just know something's going to happen, you just absolutely know it with all of yourself? I mean, there's just no doubt anywhere. Like right now, you could have that feeling getting up and going to the kitchen and grab a glass of water. You absolutely know without any doubt or fear that you can get up from where you are, go to the cabinet, grab a glass, and get a glass of water. It is the same absolute knowingness with your project. The same. So this is your homework, Thomas. For the next week or two, just monitor your thinking. We're going to get you there. But you have, it's a process. It's like becoming a doctor. It's like becoming a lawyer, becoming a horseshoer, becoming a pharmacist, whatever. It is a process that you are in now. You are probably at a really good spot because you're just about ready to give up. And when you give up and get out of your way, it's going to come to you. But we got to get you out of your mode of thinking thoughts that do not support you where you want to go. It's not about negative or positive. It's not about good or bad. It's merely a thought. You experience your thoughts. You experience the thought of it not showing up for 10 years, and you can experience the thought of it happening in 2 weeks, a month, 3 years. You will experience that. But first, you've got to prime yourself to get there. And you have to be patient with yourself. Very, very patient. But one day, you're going to call me and say, guess what happened to me? I guarantee you, if you just follow these simple little rules of getting the frustration out, when you find yourself frustrated, blow it off, replace your thoughts with, I'm not listening to my frustration any longer because look where it's gotten me. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I also think that I need to actually take more action instead of just thinking.
That's right.
Take more action.
Thinking, speaking, and act towards. And will you call me in a couple of weeks and let me know what's going on with you?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye. Bye-bye, Thomas. So, back to choices. Again, Thomas, it's your choice of what you want to experience. It's your choice all day long. You just got to change your choices. You've got to change your thought processing. It is so, so, so simple. And we, and me included, we've made it hard, 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 hard. Because we throw the butts in there. Just after I told you, we always have a but at the end of the sentence. You said, but. We've got to get the butts out. We've got to get the butts out of our thought processes. We've got to get it out of our speaking. And we have to override the but and start the action towards what we want to experience. Again, we only experience what we think. And in today's world, the majority of us think in the future or the past. Mostly in the past. And if you want to keep doing something over and over again, keep thinking the way you've been thinking in the past. Because you're going to bring it into your future. And then what happens is, well, okay, I've been dreaming about this. I've been dreaming it. I'll guarantee you, you've been dreaming about it into the future. You can't catch up to the future. And that's why you always hear people say to live in the now. Because the now is here. And when you live in the now, then things happen in the now. So there's anybody else out there calling in. I love callers to call me in just to say, hey, I hate rambling. So anyway, so we're framing our mind up. We're stamping on an empty frame just like a reel. And you're saying, well, I'm not seeing it. That's just because you haven't caught up to that frame in your brain yet because you think so far out into the future. That reel, you know, you're changing your mind all the time. So the reel is just showing you what you've been thinking in the past. And so you have to wait until that other thought that you thought about 4 weeks ago, it's still way back there on the reel. And that's why it's so important to live in the now. Because if you imprint in the frame now, and then you can see it, and your eyes, again, are the lens of the camera or the projector, and then that frame comes by, you just imprinted it. On the frame, you have all these blank frames because you're living in the now, and you imprint it. Your eyes are the lens that look through the film and projects it onto your screen of life or to your sandbox. And if you stood up and did a 360, that's your projection. That's your screen. So all you see is your thinking. Oh, I'm supposed to give the call-in numbers again. Here, let me give them. For the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, it's 1-877-489-6350. Direct is 530-776-5154. If anybody wants to call in, I love it. Okay, I want to take you to a different subject here. In about 2 seconds, I have to set it up. So, hold the phone just for a second here. I got to find the questions. I was supposed to do this before the show. This is a really good professional stuff doing I'm doing right now. There's a lot of people that think that there are good and bad. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Ian?
Yes, hi.
Hi there. I was wondering, since you were just talking about your 20-year experience of waiting for your project to manifest.
Uh-huh.
How do you get through that and how do you relate to it not going up for 21 years?
Well, that's a very good question. Because I absolutely knew, without any doubt, without any fear, that one day it was going to come to fruition. Knew it. So this journey that I took, it had extreme highs and extreme lows. Seemed like I had this carrot in front of my nose for years and years and years. I think the thing that got me through it was absolute knowingness. Absolutely knew, no doubt. Does it get frustrating? Absolutely. But my frustration, when looking back and seeing and looking at my journey, that my frustrations, that word, stopped me. And it wasn't until I got it out of the way, when I settled back down and knew, okay, I've turned this thing over to this power within me. That means I really have to do that. And then when I settled back down and stopped trying to push the river, then it would perk up again and come forward, and a lot of things were getting done. But then it's just like a cycle, you know. It doesn't go fast enough, so you get frustrated. Slows it down, because it's now me, frustration, and my end result. But what I did do, my contract with myself, was to learn how to allow that power within me to take over 100%. And so, therefore, I make the declaration that I only pretend to think, and I just allow. And that in itself was a very, very hard lesson for me to learn. So I keep my brain as blank as possible, and what I have learned is the more I let go, the more this thing takes over. Some people call it Allah. Some people call it Larry, Jill, Jack. Some people call it God. That would be my reference. Some call it it. But I have learned to trust. And so once I learned it, once I learned to trust, things accelerated. And everything's coming. It comes to you. You don't have to chase it. When you chase something, what does that mean? That means it's running away from you. You're chasing it. But once you stop and allow the process, it comes back. So I had to learn how to stop chasing. And I still do it every once in a while. This is a 5 step forward, 4.5 back, 5 steps forward, 3 back. Maybe it goes 5 forward and 7.5 back. But it's a process. But it will allow you to know that it's there. You won't have to go searching for this power within you. It's there. And it will let you know it's there. Because miracles start happening. Literally, a lot of miracles will start happening. The more you let go, the more it rewards you for letting go and allowing it to do its thing. It's just like taking a new car out for a drive. These new cars that are coming out, you know, they even parallel park them ourselves. And it's the same thing. It's you allow it to parallel park. And you're going, whoa. And these new cameras and all this stuff, if you just learn how to use them, it does so many wonderful things that most people just take their VCR for on and off and slip them a CD or DVD in. That's all they know how to do. But it really can do a lot of cool things, but we don't learn how to use it. Does that answer your question?
I think so, but I'm also wondering, I think, so what does one tell themselves when they are wondering why it's not showing up? You know, is there some type of contemplation or, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You can always say you're testing yourself to how much you really know. Because if you really know, you don't have to worry about it when it doesn't show up. How much do you really know? And how much can you have faith do you have? You can't be a little bit pregnant with faith. You just know. And once you know that you know, then you can relax. Because it will show up. That's the name of the game. Show up. Whatever you need to show up will show up. And I will bet you right now a lot of my listeners have great stories about how they finally just let go. Totally let go. And all of a sudden what they've been stressing about, what they've been yearning for, and they just, you know, I just got the end. I just couldn't stress myself anymore. I couldn't do it. I couldn't think one more moment about it. And they finally let go. And two or three days later, here it comes full force. I let go, and guess what? Here it is. I'll bet you, and I would love to hear those stories from my caller out there because it would help other people learn that once you let go, it can happen in an instant, a megasecond. But once you hear those words, then they're going to say, okay, let go. Where is it? They didn't let go. They thought they let go, but they didn't. Because as soon as it doesn't show up again in a certain time frame, they go, okay, I let go. But it's still not here. You didn't let go in the first place. It's 100% let go.
So what if, say you and your caller, Thomas, what if both of your projects don't show up for another 20 years?
That's not the case. Because once you get close to it, it's gonna happen. But let's take a worst-case scenario and it doesn't show up. I've learned to trust that power within me. That it knows a lot more than I can see. And so if it takes another 20 years, so be it. I'm still here. I'm still at peace. I'm still living and enjoying life. You know what? It doesn't get any better than that. So, but I've learned to trust it and its judgments and its wisdom. And so that's where I'm at with that. But it has delivered so much already. There's no cruel universal joke that's going to take you so close and then say, ah, psych, I was just kidding with you. That's not going to happen.
So meanwhile, you would recommend just kind of relaxing as much as possible and getting
absolutely
out of your way.
Yes. The more you relax, the more you get out of the way, the faster will happen. But you just have to.
I have another.
Okay, one more quick question.
Okay. Last week you were talking about manifesting and creating like that life partner that we all, I think, we're destined to find. And you were talking about how it's really not, for lack of better words, the most positive thing to do is to sit there and dictate exactly what you're looking for in that person. And I was just wondering how that differentiates from, like, manifesting the project that you're working on for the last 20 years.
Well, maybe you got a little confused. Let me make the first statement first. You can sit down and write out all the attributes that you would like to see in a life partner. If I had my druthers, this is the person who I'd like to live my life with. And you can write them down. I would like them to be funny. I would like them to be honest. I would integrity. I would just love all of this in a person. And that person could be out there waiting for you. And probably is. But they are everything that you want to be. They are everything that you want to be. And as soon as you are what you've ordered, you guys will meet up. But, or else he'd be with you already. So if we could create the most perfect person within ourselves, what would those attributes be? If we had a perfect scenario in our life, what would we look like personality-wise? And then you could say, well, I'd be funny. I would have integrity. I would be honest. I wouldn't be a backstabber. I wouldn't gossip about other people. You know, I would just be this really cool person. And if that's what you say you're going to be, that means you're not it yet. And so when you become those things, person that you want to be your life partner that has all the same attributes, because they're not going to go with a person that doesn't have those attributes within them. They're not going to somebody with high integrity, with sense of humor, and is balanced within themselves, and are honest and support people. They would never partner up with somebody who's insecure, dishonest, low integrity. So once you guys become a match, when you both have the same thing, then the universe is going to put you in a situation where you can meet. And what happens is when we throw these thoughts out, and the other person that you want to meet says, if I could find somebody with integrity, honesty, funny, center, da-da-da. When both of you are that way and you both want to find a life partner, both of your thoughts go out into a river, the ethers, and your thoughts cross, they find each other, they match up, and then the physical world sets up situations where you can meet. And then you meet. And you're going, I've been looking for you my whole life. I've been looking for you. I'm so glad that we ran into each other. And you go live happily ever after. But until you are what you are looking for, because that what you're looking for is out there, but they're not going to look for you because you don't have the same attributes that they're looking for yet. Once you do, then you're going to meet that person and you're going to live happily ever after.
So what would be your thoughts on the internet dating?
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. But if that's what you want to try out, just be careful. You know, there's a lot of crazies out there yet, Bill. But you're going to draw to yourself what you are. And so you're going to have the wisdom to know who is sincere and who's not. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, and this is the second time we've had a call like this. A lady from Canada called in. And
hello, Ian?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Linda. I just got a two-part question I'd like to hear you talk a little bit about. You were talking about miracles, all right?
Okay.
Are there big miracles and small miracles? Are there, you know, some that are easier or harder? And also about the levels. Is there a level to aspire to, or is it just is?
It just is. It's just the way it is. Look, a thought is a thought is a thought. It's not a bad thought. It's not a good thought. It's not a positive thought. It's not a negative. Because once you get into the positive-negative game, people go around and go, I am in my higher self. Well, that means you've got a lower self hanging around someplace that you're trying to avoid. When you say, I am positively thinking, that means you've got negative thoughts. When it's good, that means there's a bad. What happens is you just neutralize the thought. These are the thoughts that I am supporting myself with. I'm only thinking of the thoughts that are going to take me to what I am experiencing. Because those quote-unquote negative and bad thoughts, those thoughts do not support you. Get rid of them. Are you going to have thoughts that don't support you? Of course you are. And that's part of this process of learning how to get out of there. Big miracles, small miracles. It's a miracle. A miracle is what you do naturally, and you're just starting to figure out, oh, my God, I just experienced a miracle, because it's outside of the box. It's outside of the nine dots. And anytime something happens to us outside of our normal beingness, we call it a miracle. And what's even more is people help people create miracles. I mean...
So what you're saying is, there really is no such thing as a miracle. It's the way life should be.
Yes.
It is?
Is, right. And we layer our lives on top of each other, and we help each other with our miracles. The best one I can think of, there's a miracle show. I can't remember his name, John Boy. He puts on a show called Miracles. And this is the best. But this is what happens when you allow the process. You don't even know you're allowing the process, but this is a great story. Okay, there was a grandfather who knew his grandson wanted to go to medical college. So he started a fund for him years and years before. The grandfather dies. Then fast forward to this son. His dad is a realtor, and he's trying to figure out how to get his son into medical school because he doesn't have any money. So he decides to work over extra time. He's going to sit in his office. He's going to pound the phones until he can earn enough money, $16,000, to get his son into the first year of medical school. So he has called this one man about 10 times, and the guy says, yes, I want to sell my house. No, I don't have time. I'm very, very busy. And this has been going on and on and on. So finally the dad calls this client of his to be client. He goes, listen, do you want to, he says, yes. He goes, listen, the seller says, hey, if you've got time right now, could you come over? Because I have time. And so the dad says, sure, I've got time. So he runs over to this guy's house, and he realizes that the house the guy wants to sell, what he lives in, belonged to his father-in-law, the grandfather, years ago. And so... the realtor and the owner, current owner, are talking. You know, the realtor says, I know this house. This is where my in-laws lived, and ta-da, ta-da. And all of a sudden, the doorbell rings. And the owner goes and answers the door, and it's the postman with a registered letter looking for the grandfather who hasn't lived in that house for over 10 years. And so the realtor, hearing, I have a registered letter for so-and-so, goes to the door and said, well, he died. I'm his son-in-law. I'll take it, you know, and take it to the estate. Mailman said, sure. They open it up. There's $16,000. What had happened was where the grandfather invested in were shutting their doors, and so they were sending all their checks out. And the last address they had for the grandfather was here. What even is stranger is the normal postman for that route had been there for 16 years, something, some enormous years. This was the only day that he called in sick in 16 years. So the postman who took his place didn't know that this guy didn't live here. Had the regular postman not been sick that day, he would have known not to deliver the letter. So there was the exact amount, $16,000, for his grandson. His grandson was the heir of this money for him to go to medical school. And that's how miracles happen. And they set up in the physical. They don't drop from the sky. But we all intermingle and help each other make miracles unbeknownst to us most of the time. But
I love it.
I know. Isn't that great? I love that story. Because, and the kid's a doctor to this, you know, now. But that's how miracles happen, because nobody got in the way of this process. No one. And I talked last week about how you think of something very casually. You're doing the dishes, and you think of somebody, or this is what I want to get, or whatever. So I haven't been able to find it. And 3 days later, here comes that person calling. You find that thing you've been looking for. Oh, my God.
I had one like that last week, too.
Yeah.
I was putting clothes in the dryer, and something, well, that little boy said, you know, you better check, there's some paper in the pocket, and of course I didn't, and of course there was. It was all over the dryer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I had to think, you know.
Right, but
you told
me
about
this. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, people don't realize between the day they think about it and three days later it shows up. They never think about what happened in that 3 days for this to show up and manifest into their physical reality. The why it showed up so fast is because they weren't in their way. They didn't put a time frame on it. God's a lot faster than, you know, Federal Express. So once you learn to get out of your own way, stop thinking, just pretend to think, and absolute knowingness. That what you think, speak, and act towards will happen. Because you're in alignment. You have relied on this power within you. It is a lot better than you. And once you learn how to use it, and it says, use me as you will, freely. And once you get that part, then your life will go, and you can create your life as you will. You get to live your life your way. And there's no good or bad involved in that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll let somebody else call now.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
So if anybody wants to share a miracle that happened, and we can start, you know, looking at these things and what took place, where was your thought process? And had you given up, or did you absolutely know this was going to happen to you? And you've heard it. You've heard so many stories out there. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Yeah, you did. And here it is. I knew that was going to happen. How many times have we heard people say that? I knew it was going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It was down the road. So how did they know it was going to happen? How did they know? How did they know they were going to win the lotto? I saw a lotto story recently. These guys knew for years that they were going to hit the lotto. Just knew it. There was no question. They finally hit it. 25, 57 million, I think it was. It was no surprise to them because they knew one day they were going to hit it. And they brought their thought process into the physical and experienced it. When people, you know, they just do so many things. Like, I knew if I did this, this was going to be the end result, even though the end result wasn't there yet. They hadn't seen it. And this is what's called going beyond the obvious. Because just because you don't see it yet in your physical reality, it's beyond the obvious. It's on its way. You've made an order, and it's coming. And people who know how to use that power within them, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, all the people on The Secret, they know how to use it. And trying to explain it is really frustrating, I'll use the word. Because people look at you and it's like, oh, that's not true, because you know what? Like Thomas, I've been 10 years and I can say, Thomas, but this is what you've been thinking for 10 years. And it's learning. It's learning how to dribble a ball. It's learning how to use a scalpel. And one baby step at a time, create a thought that you absolutely know what can happen in your future. That's going to Denny's breakfast tomorrow morning. You absolutely know you can do that. Go there. One absolute knowledge under the belt. Then say, okay, I'm taking my body over here at this time. Another one under your belt. And then you start going, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And what happens, it's the dreams, it's the aspirations, it's the biggies that you think you cannot manifest. And they are manifested as simply as you going to Denny's tomorrow morning and eating breakfast. It's the same. There's no difference. The only difference between you and the people on The Secret, Wayne Dyer, Deepak, they have figured it out and you haven't. And it has a lot of attitude in it. And the biggest attitude is Donald Trump. He has huge thought processes. He doesn't work with small numbers. They don't even exist in his thought processing. And he's ego-driven. Watch, here. People say ego is not a good word, but ego means, you know, that you know and you're bigger than life. He's got a big ego. Well, he's just saying what he knows. Anybody that's egotistical will tell you what he knows. And we look at him and go, oh, he's egotistical. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, he is. Ego is the God self, the spirit, that knows no limits. Ego only knows it can. There's not one egotist out there that says you can't. That's what this is all about. So when you're egotistical, you know you can. Ego being the powerful God that you are. Anything outside of unlimitedness is altered ego. It's the ego that has been altered that knows it doesn't know it can. It's been altered from ego that knows it can. Altered ego is only an ego that is in limitation. Altered ego. Take those baby steps. Get outside of your box. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. And when you do that, this power within you is going to reward you. It says, cool. Because we've all heard that voice. Go ahead, do it, do it, do it, do it. And you're going, no, I don't think I can. And it says, of course you can. And you're going, no, because if I do it, then this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this. And that little voice in the back of your head says, no, 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 hear me, trust me. Trust me for this one. Do it. And you don't, because you have free will. It will never override your free will. And then 4 months down the road, you're gonna think, you know what? I could have done that. I could have done that. I could have enjoyed that experience. And you look back regretting that you didn't follow this little voice in your head that was saying, do it. Let's go have some fun. And you're going, no, 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 no. I can't do that. And it's saying, yes, you can. And you're going, no. It won't override your no. So the first thing is to introduce yourself to this power within you. And what I did is I just literally laid down on my bed one day and said hello. And I heard the little hello back. and the conversation began over 21 years ago. But we live in this duality of limitation, unlimitedness, and we are used to and have been taught limitation. And that's what we know. This thing that resides in each one of us is unlimited and will take you on journeys that you have been dreaming of. It's waiting for you to tap on its door and say, hello, anybody in there? And it's going to go, yeah, 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 I'm here. You want to use me? And when you allow it to converse with you, you will know eventually, maybe right off the bat, you don't have to do a 21-year journey, that you are capable of many, many wonderful things. And the people that are out there doing many, many wonderful things, the difference between them and most of us is they know they can. They just know it, absolutely. And many of you will say, well, they have all the money in the world. Well, Oprah didn't, neither did Wayne Dyer, neither did Deepak Chopra, neither did the guy that did Conversations with God. They didn't start out rich. What they learned was how unlimited they were. There was this little voice within them saying, we are greater than this. We can do wonderful things. And they finally started listening to that voice within them. And they said, oh, okay. And it was one step at a time, one baby step, one step outside the box. So many people want to step outside the box. They put one foot outside the box and keep one foot inside the box. It's like mixing oil and vinegar. It's not going to work. It has to be 100%. Because if you doubt, that is what's going to happen to you. When you have fear, that is what's going to happen to you. It's overriding your unlimitedness. So start monitoring. Start speaking as the powerful God that you are. You have to be. Again, a great quote from Gandhi. We must be the changes that we want to see. If you're acting like a wimp, if you're acting like a victim, that is what you're going to see in your life. More victimization scenarios, more wimpy scenarios is going to come back to you, just like it's bouncing an echo. When you throw it out there, it's going to echo back right into your face. So the question would be, what do you want bouncing back on the echo? What do you want coming back to you? What echo message do you want to hear when it comes back? So that's just one big question. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to hear when it comes back to you? Because your thoughts come back to you. You see it in front of you. Your thoughts are invisible, and then they coagulate into mass. Because you're thinking, what you think, what you speak, and what you act towards matters. Mass. It's coagulating into mass. So, I only got a minute left. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Call in. I'm a big call-in freak. So, maybe I'm thankful for the callers that called in today. If you start changing and tweaking your mind, and you think you need a little bit of more tweaking, call in. That's what I'm here for. I want a lot of tweaked minds calling in. And once you share your story, it's going to, you're going to spread a seed. We're going to start planting a lot of seeds. The more people that hear, guess what I did? I tweaked my brain. I thought, spoke, and act towards all in alignment, and this is what happened to me. I want to hear those stories online, I mean on the radio, over the internet. I want to hear your stories. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you later.